Thank you, Mr. President. First, I would like to congratulate you for assuming the presidency of the CD. You have arrived just in time to take over an important part of our work, and I can assure you of the full support of my delegation in preparing the report of the conference to be presented to the UN General Assembly this year. Mr. President, I would also like to take this opportunity to extend our gratitude to your predecessor, Ambassador Noel White, and the coordinators of the five subsidiary bodies who did a splendid job marking a pivotal step in our shared commitment to revitalize the Conference on Disarmament. I'm glad that the CD retreat conducted by UNIDIR under the German and French CD presidencies last summer could contribute to bring us to this point. The decisions taken this year have prepared the ground for the conference to begin substantive discussions without lengthy debates on a program of work next year. We should make full use of this advantage and aim to maximize the number of sessions dedicated to addressing the critical issues that lie ahead. Together, we have made significant efforts to reach this point, and we'd like to encourage all delegations to make full use of our common success. This success was possible by the dedication and collaboration of the P6 plus 2 throughout the year, underscoring once again the importance of constructiveness and flexibility. These virtues will be also crucial for the successful agreement on the report under your presidency. Our expectation is that the P6 plus 2 and the CD as a whole will continue to show the same spirit regarding the report and will present to the General Assembly a comprehensive and substantial document about this year's work. Mr. President, it has often been repeated, the CD is not working in a vacuum, and my delegation acknowledges the right of all delegations to address any issue they may consider important for our work. However, this has to be done in line with our rules of procedures and has to respect a minimum of diplomatic courtesy. In disregarding those basic rules and principles of our work, we are putting at risk not only the successes achieved this year, but our conference as a whole. Mr. President, Germany is most gravely concerned about the growing tensions in your region and especially the dire humanitarian situation in Gaza. The suffering of so many innocent civilians must end. Our collective goal is to pave the way for a sustainable ceasefire leading to lasting peace based on the implementation of the two-state solution. It is very much regrettable, however, that the atrocities standing at the beginning of the traumatic situation we are facing today seem to get more and more out of sight. Germany has and will continue to condemn in the strongest possible terms Hamas' brutal and indiscriminate attacks across Israel on and since 7 October 2023, including horrendous acts of sexual and gender-based violence. The State of Israel has the right to defend itself, fully complying with its obligations under international law and international humanitarian law. To end the suffering, we urgently need a ceasefire and the release of all the remaining Israeli hostages. Mr. President, again, the CD is not working in a vacuum. The ongoing conflict in your region, the growing political tensions and military threats going along with it do not make your task easier. There are even more challenges. We have an ongoing war in Europe, where a member state of the CD, a permanent member of the Security Council and a nuclear weapon state, has invaded his neighbor in blatant violation of the UN Charter, international law and IHL. We have a member state of the CD who, in disregard of its obligations under all relevant UN Security Council resolutions, is developing its nuclear and missile programs. And we have a member state of the CD who is exclusively peaceful character of its nuclear program cannot be assured by the IAEA, to name just a few. Yes, we are not working in a vacuum, and we are certainly free to address these issues and many others in our debates and share our different points of view. However, we have to continue working together, preserving the achievements we have reached in this forum. Germany stands ready to support you and contribute to this vital endeavor today, and will stand ready in the 2025 session of the Conference on Disarmament. Thank you, Mr. President.